Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Welcome to Point Fighter Radio. It's Sunday, January 18, and it's Championship Sunday for the NFL. For all you fans out there, I'm watching this right now, and I'm looking forward to the next game with Indianapolis and Patriots. And today we got Alex Digman online. What's going on, Alex?
I'm having a great Sunday. Fresh off the AK Grand. Can't wait to talk about more karate. It's a great day.
Yes, sir. It was a great. It's a great day for those of you that are wondering where Steve is. Steve is he can't make it today, so he told me a few days ago. So I asked Alex to co-host for me. We did it a few weeks ago with Jesse Ray, and that went by very well. So man, we got so much to talk about today. A lot of things going on. So the AKA Grand Nationals this weekend, man. It was a great tournament. It looked like a good turnout. You know, I couldn't make it because I just had some other responsibilities I had to do. But I saw it on the live stream with Sport Martial Arts, and it was great to watch, man. A lot of action there, a lot of teams in the team fighting. There were
great.
Eight teams.
The live feed, mm-hmm. The live feed was really, really cool. The fighters at the time, we didn't really care about it. The live feed was awesome. I had people texting me from all over telling me to just watch me fight.
Yeah, man, exactly. And I had it on the Chromecasting, and it was like on TV, so it felt like an event, you know. And then I just got in a lot of feedback from everybody and the fighters. They felt that they liked that they were being, you know, showcased. They didn't mind that it was just all in one ring, you know, because sometimes, you know, you would think, oh, all the black belt 18 to 29 in one ring would be like, you know, it'll take too long and, you know, people want to get out. But it didn't last. You know, everybody was out of there by like 3:30. And I think the fighters don't care about that. I think they just want to be showcased. They were in the stage. And they knew exactly when they were going to fight. And I think it was a great idea. I think we're onto something here with that.
I think that would be great. You know, the one thing I started thinking about is I wonder if a tournament like the U.S. Open could do that. There was a few divisions that had five guys, six guys. The U.S. Open won't have anything like that. They're going to have 15 to 25 guys in every division. So I wonder how long that would take.
Right.
I think today, or this tournament took, I think running time, it was about 3 hours total for all the divisions, including gap time. So I don't know if a bigger tournament would be able to make that work.
I did ask Emily about that, and I asked her if she was going to be doing it at every event that she's at. And she says that it depends a lot on the promoter. You know, it depends also on, you know, if they want that done. And then it depends also if the event has a good Wi-Fi feed, because it takes a lot to do something like that. You know, it has to have a good Wi-Fi feed. You know, this was basically a test, which was very successful. But maybe like in a tournament like the U.S. Open, you could just, you know, stream maybe a few, or maybe one division or two, you know, depending on how big the size is and how many, you know. I'm pretty sure that's something you could be prepared, but, you know, as a fan, I would be cool if I'm watching a few hours of one division, you know, or two divisions, you know, as long as it's something.
Right.
And then the smaller ones, you know, just one ring like that. And the team fights, man, that was amazing, just all the team fights. It felt like I was, man, I was excited. I was pumped up, screaming at the TV, you know, because my team was fighting and stuff, and just, you know, it felt like I was watching a UFC fight or something, you know. So it was great from watching at home. But man, we got a great show lined up for you guys today. Let's go first to our first commercial break. We gotta, you know, we gotta give props to the sponsors. Here we go. That's right, baby. New Orleans, Louisiana Pro-Am by Augustus Pee-wee's Blanco, February 6th and 7th at the Hilton, New Orleans. It's NBL rated, Margarita season. You got gumbo, great competition, and one of the greatest party atmospheres in the whole world. Come to New Orleans and compete with the best. Woo! That's right, ASG, stand up. Get your products now. Great gear bags, uniforms, feet pads, hand pads. They got everything. And the best of all, great customer service. You get your stuff quick and right away, no waiting, okay? 100% satisfaction, all right, guaranteed. Go to www.allstargear.net and get your order right now. Stock up on all your needs. A company that gives back to the sport. One of the few. So support ASG and stand up right now, baby. Woo! That's right. The Grand Slam Nationals, hosted by Jeff Sushi Das, April 17 and 18. It's NBL rated. It's in Virginia. This is one of the few tournaments that you have NASCA and NBL teams in the same building. So come and get your fight on as one of the greatest fight tournaments of last year, one of the fastest growing events. Plenty of teams. A bunch of people are going to be there. Come and get it. Grand Slam Nationals, April 17 and 18. Woo! All right. Okay, well, we're going to jump on in on this. We got a bunch of callers coming in. We got Richard Plowden calling in as well. So, as you know, Impex, Team Impex won. Let's go to that now. Coach Richard Plowden. Hey, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Great, man. Thanks for calling in.
We're doing great, Coach.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations on your son winning the overall. So that's now everybody in the family's won it pretty much. That's a great dynasty right there. So congrats to you
I can't say everybody, though. My wife doesn't have one, but she never fought in the AKA, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hey, and also in the women's, Verona won it. That was a big win for her, man.
Yeah, that was a very good win for Verona. Verona had an up and down year last year, so to speak. But she's been communicating with me about her training and that type of thing, and that she did well. The only thing, only disappointment was that Alex Dingman, who's there with you, was on the line with us, beat Jason Grenier. So I wasn't happy with that, but good fight, Alex.
Well, thank you very much.
That was a big win.
It was a good win for me. I wish I had kept fighting a few more rounds after that. But I did not make it. But another Plowden fighter. Give me the whoop.
Yeah, you lost to my student Willie Brown, but that was a good fight also.
He's great.
Hey, Willie Brown looked good too. Willie Brown looked nice too. He another Plowden guy right there. So congratulations to that. Let me ask you a question, because man, a lot of the buzz of the tournament was sport martial arts and what they did with the live feed. You commentated, you said how great it was, and man, it was great. It felt like you were there, and for me watching you guys, it felt like I was watching a sport event, and then talking to the fighters, it felt like they were in a fighting event, like being spotlighted in one ring. And, you know, they were, Emily was organizing everything, telling you when you were going to fight and stuff like that. So just tell, what's your feedback on it? You liked it?
Yeah, well, you know, Emily Cooper is very progressive, right? She, her, the way that her mind works is, you know, to the greatest benefit of the sport. And being able to do a live feed like that for those of us who are junkies who couldn't be there, that, you know, was awesome. And then you get someone like myself who loves this sport a lot, and all I have to do is sit there and talk about it and talk about the fighters. It was really enjoyable.
It was great, man. It was great to watch as a fan, and I really think that, you know, if people see this and it gets a lot of views and, you know, the right people see it, it could just, you know, it could blow up, you know, maybe into something more, you know? So
well,
that's just
the
whole thing.
You said the right thing there, Alex. When you say the right people, because what we need is the kids in the karate school to be exposed to this.
Yes.
You know, those
yes.
are the ones
hey.
That we need to be sitting at home, checking it out. And we can, if we
exactly.
can reach them necessarily without instructor consent, because the instructors, a lot of time, are the gatekeepers, and they're the ones who don't
uh-huh.
expose their kids to tournaments.
Right.
So if we can find a way to break that gate and get the word out to young people who are in karate that this is taking place, that this live stream is happening at this tournament, man, we can blow up.
Yes, sir, it's true. Yeah, for sure. Next time
that is exactly well put. The
yeah.
way you said that, because our karate schools are filled with talent and people who have potential to go out there and do really well, but maybe just don't pull the trigger on going to an event. I mean, I know your school's got to be filled with that. I know mine is. Alex, I know yours has got to be as well. That if we had
yes.
our students there, who knows how well they would have done.
Yep.
Exactly. Hey, I have a Facebook page for my school. I'm pretty much a lot, too. You know, that's an easy way. You know, I have mass texts on my phone to my students. Next feed, I'm sending them the link, and I'm going to be like, check this out. And you never know. You could build some fans from there. So definitely
that's
a great idea. But, exactly. Hey, moving on forward to Team Impex. Did it hurt not having being able to have a team there on Friday?
Well, you know, I'm greedy. So it definitely hurt. You know, Troy Benz has moved on, and Ross and Morgan had school. So it was, you know, that was somewhat painful.
Right,
But moving forward, you know, I'm happy when we won both Warrior Cup, the men's and women, so that helped satisfy me a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. So just keeping on moving forward. You're looking for, are you still looking for some new pickups now that, you know, I guess Ross is, I guess, more in school and you know, maybe Morgan, so they may miss some. And Troy, are you looking to pick up anybody in the near future? Or what's going on?
No doubt about it, Alex. I'm looking to pick up someone or someone in the very near future. That's definitely priority number one for Team Impact right now.
Nice. Well, man, congratulations again, and it's always a pleasure, Mr. Richard Plowden. Thanks for calling in, man.
Not a problem, Alex. You know, you're my man. And Alex
yes,
Lee, you know, you're my man too, buddy. Good job.
Yes.
Coach, thank you so much. It's always,
all right.
It's always a pleasure. It's always fun.
All right, talk to you.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, yeah, man, that was good. Yeah, they won, and then, man, I got to send a shout-out to my team. Team WKF, they fought great, man. They won team fighting. So, you know, for those of you that don't know, I love team fighting more than anything, and that was a big win for us there. And I just love seeing that it's all coming.
Alex, maybe that's
yes,
the X factor. Maybe you should just not be at any of the events, and your team will just win all the time.
Hey, if that's what it takes, then I'll do it, man, especially with Sport Martial Arts streaming it. So, hey, it's
funny.
Yeah,
you can coach via text.
Yes, hey, me and Steve were there screaming at the TV telling him, no, don't do this, don't do that. Oh, it was funny. But yeah, I mean, the team did a great job, and we had a strategy moving forward, you know, with just putting Haymore first as a leadoff, and then just having a Victor and Josh switch up and decide who they wanted to fight, and it worked out very good because Haymore did a great job, man. He fought great, against great teams. You know, your team, we fought them first. It was a great team of you, Cass, and Gagnon. I believe that was one of the probably the best team we fought on that. I mean, in the first round, you know, all our matches were hard, but that was a hard match there. So
that was funny.
So
you
yeah,
know
let's
what?
Move.
And I don't usually like to like divulge secrets. So, but I'm confident. Sam Gagnon, this is Alex. Can you fight Josh Holdridge? Fight Josh Holdridge, Sam. I can do it. Are you sure? Yeah, Sam, I can do it. We go out there. Man, Josh has been in the lab. Because he took me. He took me to school. He put some work in. So Josh, I'm not happy. I'm mad at you. But congratulations.
Josh is very underrated too, man. He you know, he's a great guy. He's underrated, but he's. He loses, you know, he won the overall last year in Dixieland, and, you know, and he fights the top guys. He's always close. He never loses by less than a point. So, great, great fighter there. That was a great match. All right, let's move on. We got still, like, halfway through the show. We still got more to talk about. One thing we're going to talk about is one of the guys, one of the sponsors of the show, a great event. Let's bring him on for a few minutes. Louisiana Pro-Am, Augustus Blanco. Hey, how you doing, sir? You there? Hold on, wait. Augustus Blanco, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thanks for
man,
calling
in. Man, I'm doing
in.
Fine. This is great show.
Great, thanks, man. Hey, your tournament's coming up pretty soon, February 6th and 7th in New Orleans. It's the beginning of Mardi Gras season at the Hilton. I saw a post that you said make sure you get in early for parking, right? Because of the festivities and stuff. So make sure if you're going out, you guys are going out there, you know, you get in there early and prepare to fight. So what's new for the event? You got anything new to say on the event?
Well, as you know, this is a regional tournament. It brings in some of the top-notch fighters from all over the world. We have an awesome group of black belt adult men and women that come to this event. We wait and see, you know. They say they're coming, so we're ready for the gumbo, the seafood and everything that we're going to have after the tournament at our house hotel. Please have them come in early. There's three Mardi Gras parades that's going to end at the hotel. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a great theme for people who never seen Mardi Gras.
Awesome, man. That's great. So February 6th and 7th, Mardi Gras, Louisiana Pro-Am, Augustus Blanco, great guy in the sport, MBL, get your points and compete with the best from the area. All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, man, thank you guys very much. Great show. Really enjoy it.
All right, take care. Enjoy your Sunday. All right. Okay, we have, I know we have some callers on the line, and let's see, I'm just scanning through. Okay, let's get to a call. Actually, let's go real quick to a commercial break. We got to get it in. So,
Irish Open Internationals in Ireland, March 5th through 8th. This is one of the world's most prestigious and well-known karate events there is. You can go to irishopenonline.com. And that's irishopenonline.com. Has all the details for you. This is, like Alex Reyes says, this is the event that you should have on your karate bucket list. March 5th through 8th. See you there. Magnolia State Nationals coming up March 13th through 14th. Promoter Ronald George invites you to come on out to New Orleans. Have some awesome competition. Awesome city to visit. All kinds of stuff you can do. 12 grand championship. Prize money. Contact Ronald George on Facebook or you can contact Alex Reyes or myself and we'll get you the flyer and any information you need. March 13th through 14th. Magnolia State Nationals.
All right, nice. We still have a few more callers on hold. And also, we got Emily Cooper. I asked her to call. as well, just to talk to her more about of what she did this weekend. We're going to have her come on as well, too. Hey, Alex, just one thing I wanted to talk to you about. I noticed that there was a few changes in the NASCAR schedule this year, and there was a West Coast tournament in San Diego, and it looks like an AKA tournament.
So
that's
that.
Pretty good. It's a world event. So that's pretty good and exciting. You know, people are always talking about, you know, more West Coast, you know, NASCAR's more East Coast type league. And, you know, it's good to see another West Coast tournament out there. Man, you know what I do miss? Man, I miss the Bluegrass Nationals. It will be so cool to have a big tournament in that area. You know, closest to that area right now is probably Diamonds and AKA. But, man, just like in Kentucky area, you know, there's a lot of great people there, and it's right in the middle of the country. So you could get people from Texas, Cali, Florida, New York. You know, that I think that's one of the reasons why it was so big, the Bluegrass. But I miss that tournament. I hope somebody steps up for that. And then also I heard Lear Ireland is not in the World Tour, and Beaver from Texas stepped down. So a few changes in the schedule, but Lee Ireland's still going strong. He has like a sponsor, and he's giving out money to certain tournaments, I believe.
Yeah,
and,
he's got
this
senior team fighting thing going. It seems to be working pretty well.
He gave out $1,500. Yeah.
It was a big deal. It was kind of like a must-see event. The way it went was there was a you had to be three people on your team. You had to have a 30-year-old fighter, a 40-year-old fighter, and a 50-year-old fighter. And it kind of works like junior team fights. You can have them fight whenever you want, but the 30 got to fight each other in the 40s and the 50s.
Right.
So on.
Hey, and that was good money being given. So shout out to Lee Ireland for getting sponsorship money and pumping it into the sport. I know that Pan Am's is going to give out the same type of thing with Lee Ireland and a few other tournaments. So that's very good. We also got a cool, exciting thing. I got to send a shout out to Jesse Ray, which he's 40 years old. He fought 18 to 29 and lost by one to Cass. Him and Junior Salientes, my other friend, they're doing the East Coast, West Coast. So make sure you check that out and check out their page and join a team and join that fun. But before we move on, let's go on. Just real quick, we're going to bring on Emily Cooper. We have a few callers. Let's see. 770. I think this is Jim. Jim Haymore.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for calling in. Hey, you got some feedback on Sport Marshall. Number one, congratulations on the team event. We won. You were a big part of it. We're running out of time, though. What do you think as a fighter, you know, the sport martial arts thing, this live stream that they had? How was it as a fighter that was there?
Huge, huge shout-out to Emily Super and the whole team. That really made the event for us as fighters go smooth, and it also made us feel really good about what we do. You know, I had several students from my karate school. My parents text me, and my dad, who's my first coach, he was watching me, and that was really nice, you know. And picking up my phone for the first time after the fight, I have all these text messages, and it's really cool. So that was really awesome.
Hey, doesn't it feel cool?
Yeah.
Right, it was organized. Hey, doesn't it feel cool to pick up your phone and people know what you've done, and they're like, congratulations? Then you have to go and call them and be like, oh, I lost or I won and this happened.
Yeah.
You know, wow, that must be a great feeling as a fighter. So that was great.
Yeah.
It
was a great day. And I was elated to be a part of the team getting a win. And I'm very appreciative of being a part of WK. It's going to be a great year for us.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
thanks for calling in. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Jim, you had some great fights. I got a question though. What was your toughest fight of the whole tournament?
My toughest fight of the whole tournament was probably against Cass. You know, we were fighting at the semi heavyweight. Cass was great. He got up on me real quick. Catch him. The big rings like that. It's hard for me to kick around the whole big ring. Cass is great.
Right.
He deserves to be there. And I'm really glad to have him back in the sport. He's been up to awesome heavyweight.
Nice. Nice,
and
good.
And then my fight against Kodak Ray was tough, but Kodak's awesome, so.
Yeah, that was a great match. That was a great match, and you held him off because he's a great team fighter. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling in, baby. Power, woo! All right, okay. One call real quick. We're going to end it off with Emily Cooper. This is a 313 number. Hello? 313 area code? Oh, okay. Hold on, wait.
All right. They got shy.
Let me put that back. Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Emily Cooper, hey, what's going on? Thanks for calling
in.
Hey,
thanks, Alex. Great to be on. I'm standing outside of a bar with a huge football game going on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's in overtime right now. Seahawks came back 22-2. Nice, real good game. But, man, wow, the talk of the tournament was you guys and what you guys did. And people are just asking a bunch of questions. If this is gonna happen and at most tournaments and how, and Alex had a great question. What would happen in a tournament like the US Open? Would you be able to do something like this at a tournament like that?
Well, you mean for the finals or during the daytime?
Oh yeah, daytime. Or team,
okay.
Well,
the
you can do it in teams, obviously.
The finals should be done for every single one.
Yeah, finals
for
sure and teams. And team fighting, but daytime eliminations, I'm saying, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, you mean as far as structuring it with having it all bracketed ahead of time?
Yeah, and just what you guys did, or at least maybe a
right.
few rings. I mean, it could be done at every tournament, something like this,
right?
Right. Just maybe not
well,
all
I,
the fights.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. I looked at the stats, and to do a live stream, you really can't have a lot of dead time because then people are just sitting there watching for an hour and waiting for something to be bracketed, and that's not fun. So when I realized I had all of the men's sparring set for the stage, I decided that it would be that the way to make it actually work would be to just kind of take it over, which I sometimes do at tournaments. And I had a good scorekeeper there. I had your dad as the center, and I knew he'd stick around if we set it up right. And so I just made sure all the fighters were there at the beginning, made sure we took care of any of the arbitration issues like weight or age or whatever. And then we bracketed every division, told everyone, we're running this, don't stop. If you decide you're not going to show up because you don't have a mouth guard or a cup, you're disqualified. We're going to keep going without you. And be ready to go.
Wow.
And it worked. And we actually ran every men's division and all the grands, and I looked at my stats in 2 hours and 54 minutes.
Wow.
So they were all out of there.
Wow, so.
Coordinator of the entire
hey,
tournament.
So you were
the best coordinator of the whole thing.
Yeah, man, you got another job. You got another job there, a coordinator.
Well, if I can get that kind of cooperation from promoters, that's not that hard to do. We just need to make sure that everybody, all the fighters show up right at the beginning. They can't just show up 2 hours into it and say, I want to get in my division now.
A story on that one.
Emily took control so much that there were people who showed up with no weights. Emily just bullied them and said, you need to go weigh in now or you're not fighting. Get go. And she must have sent 15 people to go weigh in.
Nice.
Said, go or you're not in. Awesome.
And that actually did result in some people's divisions being different than what was on their card. So,
yeah.
But I already knew that if I didn't have that happen, I'd have protests and issues. And I'm like, well, that's going to delay. And if you're going to do a live stream, you know, you don't get an ESPN show quality if you're going to have to stop in the middle while everybody fights about a rule. Or something that could have been taken care of at the beginning.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, you did a great job with that, and it wasn't even planned, so that was great.
Yeah, it was actually really
cool. You got like 30
seconds. I announced it like really right before I got about 700 viewers just on the eliminations. We had about 1,000 viewers for the finals. I got to give a shout out to Richard Plowden for doing a great job on commentary. Also, Eric Bisbee stepped in and did an awesome job on commentary on Friday night for team. So thanks to those guys. And Alex, there's a spot for you when you're ready to come and do your commentary.
Yes. I love that. Thanks, Emily Cooper. We got like 15 seconds. Thanks for calling.
All
thanks
right.
for the support.
We'll be back with
streaming
and competes. We're going to stream competes, so be prepared.
Yeah. Woo! Point Fighter Radio, Sport Martial Arts, a.k.a. Alex Zygmunt. Woo! Power! Yeah!
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to